Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Steve and Ted now on KNSS, 747 here on this Tuesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Double homicide in South Wichita. Woman in her 20s and 9-year-old girl shot to death.
Two.
Day 7 locally of the stay-home order, with 49 virus cases in Sedgwick County, 368 in Kansas.
One.
Sedgwick County records its first COVID-19 death. Man in his 60s with other health issues. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Gasoline prices still continuing to come down here in Wichita. I found an even better price out there. The low end this morning I'd been finding was $1.54 a gallon. Now I've got the report, $1.53 a gallon, 21st Street North and 127th East. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Hey, becoming partly sunny today with a high of 64 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 45. Wednesday, mostly sunny and breezy. Tomorrow's high 68. Now we have fog, mist, calm, no wind, and 46 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Want to stay up to date on the newest bourbon additions? Join the mailing list at monarchwichita.com. The Monarch in Delano, to go and delivery at My Town to Go. The Monarch in Delano, 7:48 now. Make it 7:49, Steve and Ted on KNSS. The markets bounced back Monday after a roller coaster week.
Markets staging a rally to kick off the week on Wall Street, with the major averages closing up 3% apiece on hopes the government stimulus package and the extended shutdowns will lessen the long-term blow to the economy. But the U.S. oil market not getting much relief, with global demand in free fall, as the coronavirus shutdowns mean limited travel and fewer trips to the pump. U.S. oil dropped to an 18-year low, closing just above $20 a barrel. Today's leader on the Dow Jones Industrials was Johnson & Johnson, the stock finishing the day up $9 on news it's fast-tracking human testing of its coronavirus vaccine. J&J says trials will begin in September, and the vaccine could be available for use as early as next year. In New York, Ellie Tarrant, Fox News.
Economic damage from the viral outbreak continues to surge. The job losses are mounting. The U.S. reports employment numbers this week, and economists expect losses of 145,000. Rent the Runway confirms that it laid off its entire retail staff and is not sure whether its stores will reopen. Industries are trying to find work for employees they've let go.
Yeah, and
750 now.
Steve, Macy's shut down Macy's? All 500 of its stores.
Wow. Hope we can reopen. Hope we can rebound. That's the hope. Editor Bill Roy with us now, Wichita Business Journal, a request for sanitizing local facilities. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, the Wichita Machinists Union is asking that local manufacturers shut down for sanitizing efforts. And the machinists say the company should provide the supplies needed for the ongoing fight against the virus. Two Wichita's largest companies with machinist union members, Spirit AeroSystems and Textron Aviation. Spirit's CEO Tom Gentile says his factories will be sanitized end to end. Lockheed Martin taking care of its suppliers to the tune of $50 million. The company's making the payments as an effort to keep its economic base healthy during the COVID-19 pandemic. The company says it wants to support small and medium-sized companies in its supply chain to ensure they can operate and sustain jobs. Some of the money is expected to come to Wichita, since several companies work on the F-35 program. and construction expected to begin soon on the area's newest Quick Trip. The plans for a third-generation store at 29th and Mays have been in the works since 2018. Building permits have now been approved so the work can move forward. Spokesman Mike Thornbrew says the company is aiming at a late September or October opening. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
So how are you dealing with all this the stay-at-home stuff? You all
well,
okay
doing okay. Getting kind of cabin fever here a little bit. Mm-hmm. Need to get out and get around.
Yeah. It's just, how's Gretchen doing? Is she okay?
She's doing okay. She's been doing some errands and things like that and going to work.
Who's doing the cooking around there, if I might ask?
Oh, it's always Gretchen. It ain't me, that's for sure.
You're not in the kitchen very much, huh?
No.
Last night, St. Shelley whipped up salmon patties with some boiled cabbage. We like cabbage that way.
And nice.
Some little fried taters, you know, and pretty good eats.
Fried taters are always good.
Oh, yeah. Always good. So, yeah. But again, I've been getting out and doing a little exercise in the afternoon, doing some running, and that helps so much. My gosh.
You bet.
Know, people say, well, you know, fine, you're a nut. You want to keep your body. You want to live forever. No. It does so much to clear your mind when you get a little
exercise.
It's really good for the entire thing, the entire machine, as it were.
You bet.
Okay.
So important, especially during this time where we're all kind of bottled up in our homes. We need to get out and get some fresh air, get some exercise.
Yeah, my grandkids are all doing their schoolwork at home now, and they've got the computer set up. And the thing is, at Stacy's house, because you got three going on out there, and they have to. I think they're sharing the same computer, so getting the time in there, it's like. Sounds
wow.
like I was growing up, and we had six people in the house and only one bathroom. You just have
right.
to
gotta figure that out.
Figure out who gets to go when.
Make a schedule.
There's a schedule.
That's right.
Yeah. Today is World Backup Day. Don't lose your data. I guess this comes about computers and backing them up and backing up all the stuff you have on your computer. World Backup Day. So you may want to think about doing that if you're working on your computer. You know,
well, I thought you meant backup day. I got to call Roto-Rooter.
No,
that's right.
Oh, okay. Different thing.
No, it's
all
a
right.
different kind of world okay. backup day, Ted. Tomorrow, by the way, just a warning, although I don't think you're going to need one, tomorrow is the first day of April, and you know what that means.
Oh, yeah.
But we in the media have been pretty much cautioned. Those of us who are irresponsible have been cautioned. The rest of us are not going to do anything stupid tomorrow.
Yeah,
we
should probably be pretty careful.
Yeah, especially not this time of year and in this year. So, yeah, just be aware of it. I don't doubt if anybody's going to try to spring anything on you. But all right, thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it, as always. Stay with Steve and Ted coming up here in the 8 o'clock hour on KNSS. We'll hear the latest from President Trump on the pandemic and what he's thinking about that. Ted has sports on the way, right, Ted?
Yeah, a major award for a KU basketball star. We'll talk about that in sports.
Also, entertainment news. Always fun with the blur in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll
get you the news you need to know from entertainment at 8:35 this morning.
And, of course, traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.